So dear friends, today is the first Saturday of the month, the first month of the month, dedicated, according to the wishes of Mauleo Fatima, dedicated to the repair of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So I want to remind you something very important about the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. For the first time in history, our Lord asked us to focus in giving something to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Giving consolation. Remember, this is one of the 14 acts of mercy. It's to console those who are sad. And this is extremely important because we are not used to give. When we want to God, or we want to receive sacraments, or we want to pray to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the first thought is to ask for something. Yes, to receive something. This kind of spirit and thinking comes from Vatican II, the new religion, humanistic religion. We have a tendency in ourselves to look at things of God as something that is going to help me to go to heaven. So I think in receiving something. The same for the Blessed Virgin Mary. We had a tendency to go to her only to ask. For example, we pray the Holy Rosary in order to receive something and to as a beauty and to fulfill the request of Our Lady. But we don't think in giving something. So you have noticed, maybe. When we go to Mass, the tendency of people is, I will go to Mass to receive graces, to receive strength, the Holy Ghost, communion. This is good, but it's not the most important. The most important attitude when we go to Mass, for example, is to give, not to receive. First, I have to give. I want to crucify myself, I'm going to share my cross and to carry the cross of our Lord, our Lady, and the others. I will give myself, I will renew my commitment to renounce the devil, the world, the vices, and to serve God. No, we are not like that. We do the opposite. No, I go to receive something. I got to strengthen myself. It's good in itself, but it's not the most important. And that make us selfish. Because this is the modern world. If we want to receive something, we do it. We participate in some event or in a group of prayer, or a novena. If we think that we want to receive something, this is not a Catholic attitude. It's the first commandment. It's the way God acts and the way the Blessed Virgin Mary acts. So you notice in the Gospel, God first tells the Blessed Virgin Mary, "Behold thy son." So first God is thinking in giving us, and after, glad. Through Mary, give us all that He wants to give us. And after He asked to us, behold thy mother, take care of your mother. Put her on your home, Saint John, set mass for her, and replace me in the needs that she may have. So He's asking to Saint John to give to Mary service, commitment, mass. To wash upon her, to console, to accompany her. See, our Lord said to Saint John, I give her to you so that you may ask, that you may be protected, that you may be consoled, that you may be full of strength. This is not the first aim of God, of our Lord on the cross. No. The first priority is to give. Only if we understand this concept, we can understand also the Christ of the Church. Because in the case of the church, we are not here to receive something. Mass, sacrament, priest, no. We are here to be crucified to wear the love of God and the Blessed Virgin Mary in the solitude, to associate their persecution against them, their sufferings, Calvary, their sadness, their trials, to lose souls into hell every day. We come precisely to associate ourselves to them. We don't think in ourselves. I tell you this because this is the mentality of today. Almost everybody, all the priests of the tradition, they tell people that their salvation will depend upon their priesthood and their sacraments. No. Ignoring Our Lady's pains and sorrows, and ignoring the fidelity that we owe to the Blessed Virgin Mary. No, we offer for us. No, I want sacraments. I need, in order to serve God, I need those things. So we think in ourselves. This is the non-Catholic attitude. So what happened? Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, is in solitude. Our Lord is having taken away from her, from everywhere, families, countries, souls, doctrine. So, what God wants us is to repair the Immaculate Heart, means to enter in that environment in which she is living, she's solitude, persecution, and being offended by sins. Therefore, we don't want to offend her. So, the first requirement to be worthy of being Servant Mary is fidelity. So, we don't want to offend God, Our Lady. So, we have to be faithful to faith. That's the first priority. To be faithful to, in question of faith, tradition, and the fight. Even if I receive nothing back. Because my focus is Mary, to console her, to be faithful to her, to be at her side during the crucifixion, where there is just threats and dangers and persecution. And humanly speaking, I don't have consolation, I don't have nothing. Because at the foot of the cross was only people against our Lord, persecuting him, there was nobody to defend him. So humanly speaking, was hopeless and helpless. It's exactly the same situation of today in tradition. And in the devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. People first try to get something in order to give their devotion to Mary. No. This is not the Catholic spirit. We give fidelity, we give everything, even if we foresee that we will have nothing. Our aim should be to console the Blessed Virgin Mary, to repair the Immaculate Heart, and she's going to take care of me the way she wants, she decides. I don't interfere in myself. I know pity, I don't have pity for myself. Because my attitude of fidelity will cause not to have masses, not to have priests, not to have consolations and friends and families and benefactors. So be it. So true consecration to Mary means that every moment I give to her my time, my skills, my mind, my tongue, my senses, my soul, my body, my past, personal future, my conscience. Whatever the people do to me, it's not for me, it's for Mary. That's why I will suffer it gladly, happily. If I don't have a reward as I wish, as I desire, doesn't matter because I have Mary with me. And I am able to serve and to console the Virgin Mary. I give it to her my time. I mean to give it to her. That should be my reward, to know by faith that I am serving Mary, the Queen. But Catholics, it's not sufficient for them, this reward, this consolation. They want man. They want to associate with priests who are unfaithful in order to have sacraments. No. It's not the attitude. Far from being a Catholic attitude. That would be like being at the foot of the cross saying, Mary, I will be with you, but give me food. I am hungry. give me protection because there are people against our law and I don't want to be killed. If you offer to me those consolations, I will be here at the foot of the cross. No, 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 go away. You will say, go away with the others. We are here to suffer. We are here to be persecuted and killed and be martyrs. These attitudes go everywhere. So permeates all our activities. Well, we can see very, very, very well. Not only the questions of the crisis, but also questions of, like, for example, fraternal charity. People say, I will ask the Blessed Virgin Mary not to have a good job, to have enough food, enough housing. And when fraternal charity appears, our lady presents herself through our neighbor, presents herself as a needy person through our neighbor. We say, no, I will not help you because it's fears in myself, my family, my security, my peace, my interior peace. If I have less coverage, yes, I will give it to you. For example, when the people try to build up a refuge for what is coming, their intention is to secure their family. And if someone is going to come begging for fruit or vegetables or lodging or something, no, feed my family, and if I have less coverage, it's for you. It's the attitude, the mentality. Even in tradition. Everywhere in tradition is like that, the mentality. I am your friend, and I will help you if I have less dollars. If not, no. Choose myself. You can give it to me, and I have to enjoy it. I have to have it for my family. No. This is not the attitude at all. Catholic teaching is to give, and to give, and to give, and to be faithful, and to put myself in losing everything for our Lord's sake. This is why our Lord said, he who loves father and mother and brother and house and land more than me is not worthy of me. He's saying, he who is not able to be cross to whatever makes it, ready to suffer whatever, in order to be at the foot of the cross, faithful to the Blessed Virgin Mary and giving consolation to her, is not worthy to be at the foot of the cross. Therefore, it's not worthy of salvation. It's exactly what it means. He is not worthy of me means he is not going to be safe. If he gives that attitude. So, this is why our Lady has been abused, our Lady. Our Lord is asking that we repair her immaculate heart. In practice, we don't do it. We repair my heart, I repair my family, I repair my interest, and less dollars for Mary. This is not reparation, this is offensive. This is to pierce someone's heart. With the appearances of being devoted and being consoling the Blessed Virgin Mary. No, far from that. For true devotion to Mary is almost non-existent in any tradition. No, it doesn't exist, unfortunately. She's in solitude, she has nothing. She's just surrounded by lions and wolves, Our Lady at the foot of the cross. And we are like the apostles are fleeing because there is danger. Because we can lose our jobs, our family, our sacraments. So we flee because we don't want to lose those things. Basically, we love those things more than Mary. Therefore, we are not worthy of Mary. Therefore, we don't have devotion. We are persecuting Mary, abusing Mary. This is the reality of more than 90% of tradition. It's not like that. People are like that. You know, I've been in tradition my whole life. And it's the most difficult people to work with because they have this mentality. Me, mine, and I don't sacrifice myself for the others or for Christ unless I am safe. It's like that tradition, people, traditional people. I've been able to work better with people who come from the noble soul, no? Because they are more humble. They don't think in themselves. They acknowledge their faults and their weaknesses. And that's what it fulfills our Lord's warn him, I did my best to be humble, and I refuse to be proud. So if we are humble, we will not be helped by our Lord and our Lady. Remember, humility is to put oneself in the reality. In the reality that we, I am nothing, that is everything. Therefore, I don't claim for me consolation, reward, friends, benefactors, sacraments, priests. I don't claim nothing for me because I am nothing. I only have death. And I have to repair my faults. I have to pay off my purgatory even. So I don't think in myself. Therefore, I think in God and Mary and the service of the neighbor, because every person of Mary and our Lord in the others, in the neighbor. Therefore, it's complete, absolute fidelity to whatever price. This is tradition. This is to be fight. This is to be Christian. This is to be Catholics. Not to look for consolations. Yes. On the contrary, look for console the others. To carry the cross of the others, to give all that I have. Because the reality is that I am nothing, and God is in the others, and I am the last one. So I have to give, because Christ is in my neighbor, and I am the last one, therefore I have to give everything to Christ and to Mary in the person of my neighbor. Without having pity and sparing myself. So let's ask these graces. There is no real devotion to Mary. It's a great shame. It's a great opportunity of serving the Queen and doing something for her, and we don't do it. So let's analyze and do an examination of conscience, because we are far from being worthy of Mary, being at the foot of the cross, far from it. We have that grace today, and we offer everything to repair the Immaculate Heart.